We're coming to you live from Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 4 of this six-game series between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. Hello, everybody. I'm Tyler Katz, joined alongside Giovanni Heater up here in the broadcast booth. And the past couple of games in this series have gone the way of the Fredericksburg Nationals, which is kind of the opposite of the path that their season's been on so far. Nationals enter today 15-25. Red Sox enter at 20-21. However, Gio, the Fred Nats hold a 2-1 series lead.
Yeah, this really has been a nice series for the Fredericksburg Nationals. We talked about it yesterday. Despite Salem ended up coming back and winning game one, they had that come from behind late in the ninth inning push where they were down 3-0 in the final frame, came back, won it 4-3 in walk-off fashion. Despite that, when you go inning by inning, it's really been a series that's been dominated by Fredericksburg across the board. They're hitting the ball well. They got out hit by Salem last night, but still were able to beat them on the scoreboard, and obviously that's what matters at the end of the day. The pitching has been there for the most part for the Fred Nats, and they're putting together one of their better series early on here through half of it of the season.
Well, you take a look at yesterday's game, Fred Nats able to take the win 5-3. Salem out hitting the Fred Nats 11-4, but three errors really helped out the Nats. Taking a look at the starting pitcher for today's game, Jedickson Paez takes the hill. Tianquillo, Venezuela, signed on as an international free agent in January of 2021. He's 0-2 on the season with a 6.75 ERA. Jonathan Thomas will step into the batter's box to lead things off. Paez sets, kicks the leg, and fires. First pitch finds its way into the zone. A called strike at 7:07 p.m. Weather about 68 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Winds are blowing out of the east at 8 miles per hour. Thomas will bounce one over to the shortstop. Coffee picks it up onto first. The speedy Thomas can't get there in time. A ground out to short will begin the Nats' day.
And that's a big start there for Cutter Coffee to get it going, get into a groove a little bit. Has one hit right towards him at shortstop after a rest day yesterday. Able to just kind of pick up where he's left off. He's been strong in the field. Did make an error in that first game of the series, so good to have him start on the right note tonight.
Semi Infante, the next batter for the Nationals. First pitch finds its way in for strike number one. Wind is blowing in from left center field, so that should be at the disadvantage of right-handed batters today. This is a cavernous ballpark as it is. 0-1 delivery downstairs. So we take a look defensively for Salem. Carson Simas out in left, Roman Anthony in center, Juan Chacon in right. Infield features Lionel James at third, Cutter Coffee at short, Abram Liendo at second, and Albert Feliz at first. Paez sets, fires the 1-1 downstairs. The battery for Salem today, Jedickson Paez taking the mound, with Roberto Mexicano doing the catching behind the plate. Sammy Infante, a 259 batter. Delivery from Paez, swing and a miss, will even up the count, two balls and two strikes. Traditional white jersey for the home team, gray jersey for the road team. Red Sox wearing their all-white jerseys, a black stripe up the side with, as their namesake implies, Red Sox. Foul ball for Infante, keeps the count where it is. White jerseys with a black belt, red numbers on the front and back with Red Sox written across the front chest. Blue caps for Salem when they're in the field with the red S insignia on the front. Fred Nat's gray uniforms, a red and blue stripe down the side of the pants. Fredericksburg written in script in red on the front, red numbers on the front and back as well. Chopping ground ball foul up the third baseline. Fredericksburg wearing their all red caps with the script F in white when they take the field today.
Yeah, how about this? Memorial Day weekend, and you got two red, white, and blue teams out on the field. And the only two teams in the league, TK, like we talked about, that go by their affiliate's name.
On the 2-2, a short grounder to Albert Feliz. Maybe the easiest play he'll make at this level, as it was a short ground ball. He steps on first himself for out number two. Dalen Lyle, the next batter, but you're right, Gio, the only two teams that share their major league club's name. And a very American-themed weekend with the Nationals in town affiliated with the nation's capital, a giant American flag in center field. Lyle's first offering is taken outside for ball one. 90-mile-per-hour fastball from Paez. Left-handed batter in Dalen Lyle.
Here's a good question. Who would, you know how they say the Cowboys are America's team? Who would you classify America's baseball team as?
Called strike down low will make it a 1-1. I think that answer, at least for me, is pretty easy. I would say the New York Yankees. You got the American theme, and they're just the team that if you're from out of the country, a chopper back over towards the Fred Nats dugout, but if you're from out of the country, if you're from London, and you think American baseball, you think of the New York Yankees.
That's fair. I think a lot of people despise the Yankees.
Oh, I agree.
As far as being one of the more wealthy teams in the sport.
Ball downstairs. We'll even the count to Lyle. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nationals will line up with Jonathan Thomas, Semi Infante, who we already saw. Dalen Lyle, the current batter. Paul Witt, Elijah Green, Brennan Bossier set to bat up next. Foul ball will hook out of play. The 7-9 portion of the order, Murphy Staley, Armando Cruz, and Jose Colmenares rounds out the Nationals' batting order.
Matter of fact, TK, the Cowboys are first in lucrative value.
1 second to pitch. Here's the 2-2, lifted back, heading up towards us. Will miss us by maybe 6 feet to our left.
Cowboys worth $8.12 billion. New England Patriots second, $6.4 billion. Believe it or not, the Los Angeles Rams third, $6.2 billion, and the Yankees are fourth, worth exactly $6 billion.
2-2 once more, poked foul yet again down the left field line. This is starting to become a little bit of a pitcher hitter battle between Dalen Lyle and Jedickson Paez.
I am surprised that a soccer team does not make an appearance sooner. The first soccer team is Real Madrid.
2-2, low. Count is full. Appeal, no swing.
My apologies, TK.
All good.
Worth $5.1 million, but they are 13th, tied with the Las Vegas Raiders as far as value of a professional sports franchise.
Payoff pitch to Lyle. It's ripped over to first. Albert Feliz makes a couple of nice plays over at first to get out of the inning. We'll have to leave it there. 1-2-3 go the Fredericksburg Nationals in the top of the first. Salem Sox get their first opportunity with the bat in their hands when we come back on MILB TV and Valley Live. It's the Nats and Sox tied at 0. Welcome you back. An inning after a nice defensive play by Albert Feliz. His team will have a chance to grab the bats. Roman Anthony will lead things off for the Salem Red Sox. He's the starting center fielder today. First pitch is upstairs for ball one. Starting pitcher for the Fredericksburg Nationals, right-hander out of the Dominican Republic, Brian Sanchez, a 1-2 record on the year with an 8.41 ERA as Anthony pokes one foul for strike one. making his fourth start of the season. Primarily been used as a reliever, but in a few starting roles so far. His last outing against the Columbia Fireflies, breezed through the first couple of innings, did not allow a base hit, and then gave up all four of his earned runs in his third inning of work against Columbia. 1-2, taken too far upstairs. Two balls and two strikes to the center fielder, Roman Anthony. Sanchez, a 20-year-old from the Dominican Republic, spent all of his time last season with the FCL Nationals in West Palm Beach, Florida. Ironically enough, the hometown of Mr. Roman Anthony at the plate.
You know, I get very confused on where Mr. Anthony is truly from. The other day, we were talking down on the field during BP, and he was telling me about being from Jupiter.
3-2. And that one will be ball four upstairs. A leadoff walk for Roman Anthony. Now, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Jupiter and West Palm Beach are neighboring towns.
Oh, okay.
So,
see, I'm not a Floridian like yourself.
Right. Now, here's where it gets confusing. As Miguel Blaise, the designated hitter, steps in, he went to Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, which is about an hour away from both West Palm Beach and Jupiter. And it's a public school, so I'm not really sure how that works.
We're going to have to ask you.
I guess so. 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Brian Sanchez will miss the zone to Miguel Blaise.
Well, I'll have to stop talking golf and get back to the basics.
1-0 pickoff back. No tag, but Anthony slides back in safely. We'll take a look at the field defensively for the Fred Nats. Lyles in left, Green in center, Thomas out in right. Staley at third, Cruz at short, Infante at second, Bossier at first. This ball upstairs will miss to Blaise. The battery for Fredericksburg, Brian Sanchez on the mound with Jose Colmenares doing the catching behind the plate. Blaise, a 248 batter on the season. 2-0 delivery, hit over towards third, picked up by Staley. He'll put it on to second for one, over to first place, a bit too fast. Will reach on a fielder's choice. Brings up the Texan native Cutter Coffee. Just recently turned 19 years old.
The youngest player on the team, matter of fact.
Is the most recent to turn 19.
Roman was about a week before.
A called strike on the outside part of the plate. 0-1 count. Miguel Blaise stands at first. Juan Chacon, by the way, stands on deck. It's the 0-1 Coffee, a 200 hitter. Called strike at the knees. Saw Roman Anthony and Miguel Blaise already bat. Cutter Coffee, the current batter. After that, Juan Chacon, Abram Liendo, Lionel James, Yorberto Mexicano, Albert Feliz, and Carson Simas rounds out the batting order. Another pickoff over to first. In safely is Miguel Blaise. And Gio, this is a really good crowd we have on hand today from Salem Memorial.
It's because the amazing Tyler's in attendance this evening.
Tyler's amazing balancing act. Here's the 0-2. Chopper heading over to the third base side. Staley picks it up, fires onto first. It's too slow. It was an off-balance throw, but it was in time. It will be an infield single for Cutter Coffee. First base hit of the day for Salem.
Well, Coach Paulino, a hitting coach for the Red Sox, will be the first to tell you those are not exactly what they're looking for, but hey, you're going to take a base any way that you can get it. With just one out here, runners on first and second. When he talks about looking for exit velocity up in triple digits, that wasn't quite that there, but nonetheless, two aboard here for the Sox.
Anything that works. Juan Chacon, the right fielder, batting 283. Little Poppy, as he's more affectionately become known here in the broadcast booth at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-0 count as he takes a pitch high. Originally from Valera, Venezuela.
We appreciate everyone who's played along and made the name stick on social media. Little Poppy.
1-0 called strike on the inside part of the plate. Gio, you mentioned it yesterday, but using Alan Castro's bat for the past couple of weeks. And so far, it's been working to him, including a 2-triple night back on Tuesday.
Matter of fact, I don't think, obviously we can't zoom in on it. It actually has Alan Castro's name on the barrel.
1-1. Ball comes inside. 2-1 count.
It's really cool. It says Boston Red Sox, Alan Castro, and it even says Fort Myers, Florida as well. It's a pretty cool bat, actually. Checked it out yesterday.
2-1 is the count with only one away. Sanchez sets fires on a called strike upstairs, evens the count to 2-2. Well, Chacon this series has been doing really well with Alan Castro's bat. 5-for-9 this series. That's good for batting .556 this series alone.
Yeah, it's interesting how much these guys kind of mix around and started using it about 2 weeks ago, and they all kind of share, and he said one day one bat will just feel really, really good, then the next day a different one feels better, and it's interesting.
2-2. Lifted it the opposite way towards right field, coming in and making the catch. Caught off the base was Miguel Blaze, the throw back, and he's out. A double play. Miguel Blaze caught being a little too aggressive, thought it was going to get down. Thomas made the catch, and that turns to end of the inning. We'll head to the second in a scoreless ball game on MILB TV. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Nationals and Red Sox tied at 0 for the first time this series after one inning of play. It's always been one team or the other putting up a 2-spot in the first through 3 games. Here in game number 4, a different script. Called outside, a strike. The designated hitter, Paul Witt, taking on the right-handed Venezuelan Jedickson Paez. 0-1, ripped down the left field line, but foul. 82-mile-per-hour breaking ball for Mr. Paez. With a 295 batter as he takes a ball inside. Dangerous take, but it works out. It's a 1-2 count. Jedickson Paez throws a fastball, curveball, and changeups. Only a 3-pitch arsenal. 1-2 offering is a curveball that's fouled off down the right field line out of play.
Well, it's all he's needed. He's been pretty effective for the Red Sox for the most part, especially the last couple of weeks here. He's kind of gotten more comfortable, gotten a little bit more into a groove here.
Paez is only his 5th appearance. 1-2 inside nearly bites Witt on the hands. But how about this? Paez, an 0-2 record. His only losing decisions have come against the Lynchburg Hillcats.
Yeah.
No decisions against Carolina and Columbia. 2-2. Check swing inside, appeal down. No swing, says our umpire in the field. That's Mr. Frank Jones out there, the man behind the plate, calling the balls and strikes is Tyler Hovick. Witt has worked himself into a 3-2 count. Payoff pitch. Chopper grounded over to third, picked up by James. On to first, a bit low, but making the recovery is Albert Feliz. Feliz has been busy today, has been at least part of the play for all four batters and has recorded all four putouts. Was the recipient of a 6-3 groundout. Groundout to first unassisted, a lineout to first, and a groundout 5-3.
Yeah, that was a nice play there by Feliz.
Elijah Green bouncing ball to short. Coffee, and Albert Feliz is going to be part of another play. He has to go up to get it, but makes the recovery. And there are a lot of threes in the scorebook right now.
That was a sharp recovery there by Coffee, too. It kind of took an extra skip, a higher bounce, and he had to snatch it with his left hand there. Ended up making the pinch, and throw was a little bit high, but a good recovery by Feliz. And wanted to go back to your point on Paez. Just three innings pitched, gave up just one hit. How about no walks and six strikeouts when he pitched against Columbia last time he pitched here at Salem Memorial Ballpark?
A ball downstairs will start it. He has pitched. Yeah, that was his best outing, his last time here at Salem Memorial. His first outing here did not go according to plan. Foul ball will hook out of play. Into the seats on the slight third base side. His first time pitching here at Salem Memorial was on April 20th against Lynchburg. He pitched four innings and allowed 10 hits, has since settled down. His last two appearances has allowed just three hits or less. 1-1 to Bossier. Grounder to first. Feliz can't handle it, but will flip it onto his pitcher in time. Six batters up, six batters down, and Albert Feliz has been involved in every single one of them. We'll head to the break for the middle of the second inning. Salem coming back up to bat with the 5-6-7 portion of the order due up. It's the Nationals 0 and the Red Sox 0 on MILB TV. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Abram Liendo, Lionel James, Gilberto Mexicano due up this inning. First pitch to Liendo, a fastball at 97 miles per hour from Brian Sanchez. Hits off the glove of Colmenares and rolls back to the backstop. Abram Liendo, a batter who has been struggling somewhat recently, only a .177 on his average this season. He'll take another ball downstairs. Liendo just 1-for-7 this series as he'll have a big swing and a miss for strike one. 2-1 count now. Has developed defensively, has played virtually every position in the infield. Primarily a second baseman, which is where he is today. He'll take another ball, a fastball missing at 95 miles per hour for Brian Sanchez. 3-1 inside, and that's another leadoff walk. Roman Anthony led off the first inning with a walk. Abram Liendo will lead off the second with a base on balls. Brings up Lionel James. 1-for-4 day yesterday. He's batting 209 on the season. The native to San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. First pitch, runner goes, throw down, will be a bit low, almost sliding through the bag was Liendo, but he keeps his foot on it. A stolen base for Abram Liendo, puts a runner in scoring position for the Red Sox, trying to strike first blood. Lionel James, the, I guess, more well-known brother of the set of brothers. Ball upstairs will make it a 2-0 count. Lionel James has a younger brother, Axel James. So we'll take a look at the stolen base. Let's see if he did slide over the bag. And no, textbook by Abram Liendo on that stolen base. If you were watching on MILB TV, just taking a look at the replay of the stolen bag. 2-0 ball upstairs, pickoff back to second base on a big throwdown by Coleman Ares, but safe is Liendo. But Lionel James has a younger brother, Axel, who signed with the Red Sox organization back in the 2018-2019 signing period. He's currently with, has spent time in the Dominican Summer League and Florida Complex League. 3-0 delivery, called strike inside, fastball at 94. It's that get me over strike for Brian James. It'll make it a 3-1.
Believe it or not, Tyler. First time in this series that nobody scored in the first inning.
Yeah, it's been two runs apiece in the first inning for both sides. At least once, a foul ball well out of play will strike off a seat and pinball around before a fan will be able to take it home. Salem looking to strike here, however, in the bottom of the second. It's a full count. Look back over to second base. Payoff pitch is flared up. In the infield, Sanchez comes in. The pitcher will drop the ball. Sanchez couldn't handle it. It's an E1. Advancing to third is Abram Liendo. And it looked like he had all the confidence in the world till it hit off basically the wrist and drops.
Well, you don't see that every day.
So no.
About a as pitcher thing that could possibly happen, right? They say that pitchers are the best athletes on the field, and I'm not saying anything against pitchers, but they're also responsible for some of the most fielding errors statistically.
It's the 54th error on the Nationals as a team this season. It brings up now a dangerous bat in Yorberto Mexicano. 339 on the season. He's batting 500. This series has only played in one game, going 2-for-4 last night. First pitch, dirty ball, ball one.
I'll tell you what, don't give him a fastball low and away. That is how he smoked one over the left field fence, and that is his secret pitch that he just loves to get a hold of.
And if you were watching on MILB TV or Bally Live, just taking a look at the replay of the error on Sanchez, here's the 1-0-2 high, two balls and no strikes. But taking a look again, Sanchez seemed to look back towards the dugout or look towards second base as soon as that ball came down and just didn't realize he needed to shift his hand maybe 2 inches further out from his body. 2-0 flared opposite way, foul territory. It's hooking and will land into the Fredericksburg bullpen.
That thing hooked a lot. It looked like it had a chance to get down towards the line and instead just kept on carrying. Slight breeze out into right field.
Yeah, blowing in from left center, so tends to push the ball further towards right. And you can see Elijah Green in center field right now is shaded towards right field. High and tight to Mexicano will put a hitter's count. 3-1, the inverse of his jersey number for number 13. Two-game hitting streak for Mexicano, the native to the capital of Venezuela in Caracas. 3-1. This one's hit towards left field. Lyle underneath it. Tagging up is Abram Liendo. The throw will be cut off towards second base, and the first run of the ball game belongs to the Salem Red Sox. Sack fly for Yorberto Mexicano scores Liendo from third.
Yorberto comes out and does his job. Cranked one, just ended up hitting it to a defender. A little too much height on that one instead, but ends up bringing in Liendo, and still only the first out here.
Abram Liendo able to score. It brings up Albert Feliz.
Big Al.
First baseman today, and timeout called.
I still can't get over 11 hits yesterday to 4 hits for the Fred Nats, and the scoreboard was just so different from that in a 5-3 loss.
Pickoff back to first, close play, but safe is James. Part of those 11 hits was Albert Feliz, who went 1-for-4 yesterday with an RBI, but did strike out 3 times yesterday as well. A swing and a pickoff back to first. Another close play, but James just able to scamper in there. First strike to Feliz. Feliz has a lot of pop in that bat that we have yet to see this season. 0-1, called a strike as it just curves in there. 79-mile-per-hour pitch. Has a ton of raw power almost exclusively to the pole side, which means he sends a lot over the left field wall. He tied the Red Sox Dominican Summer League record with 9 home runs in the 2019 season, but this will come in and hit him. Fastball at 94 will hit him just on the bottom of the rib cage.
That can't feel good, especially on a chillier night. Despite the weather being really toasty during the day lately, I'm not sure why it's been cooling down at night last couple of days, but yeah, that one just kind of tags him. Ooh, yeah, if you get another look at that on MILB TV, if you're listening, just kind of caught him right on the ribcage. Definitely can't feel good. He tried to hop away from it, but it does put runners on first and second here with only one down. Took one for the team right there.
Quick visit to the mound. Justin Lord, the pitching coach, and did not know this till today, but a pitcher by the name of Brad Lord came in and got the save yesterday. Was wondering if there was any relation. Ended up coming to find out today. Justin Lord, the pitching coach, and Brad Lord, the pitcher, are very distant cousins, but are in fact related.
Distant cousins?
Very distant. That's what it was
like
described to me as.
How distant are we talking? Because typically distant cousins don't have the same last name.
Right. I mean, when you say very distant cousins, as Carson Seamus will take the first pitch high and tight for ball one. When I hear the words very distant cousins, I'm thinking more along the lines of you didn't know that person existed until you went to Ancestry.com or something like that.
That's fair, yeah.
I don't know the specifics, but...
Or like you've met him a couple of times.
Right. Maybe once at a family reunion, and you think you remember their face when your mom says, but you're not 100% sure.
So this must be, if the same last name, this has got to be like dads, I don't know. Lots of dads, because otherwise the last names would get shifted around.
Yeah. 1-1. Ball upstairs. It's a 2-1 count.
Has to go down the paternal line for them to have the same last name.
Could be something like a grandpa's
brother's
son's brother, or I don't know. I'm just making things up now. Ball inside. It's a 3-1 count to Carson Seamus. 94-mile-per-hour fastball misses. Still only one out. We're in the bottom of the second. 1-0 Sox in front. Could even go through great-grandfathers if it just, as you mentioned,
could
keep having boys. Foul ball will make it a full count. 93-mile-per-hour fastball just spoiled off by Seamus.
Bet that's what it is. Bet it's the great-grandfathers were brothers. Mm. That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
You know, great-grandfathers were brothers. Then they all had boys. And there you go.
And and that ends up now in a really small world situation as the 3-2 is swung on and missed. First strikeout today for Brian Sanchez. But what a small world it is that you now have distant cousins with the same last name on the same staff at single A in the same organization.
Yeah, I'm glad we speculated and got to the bottom of that, at least cleared it up in our heads. I don't know if that's actually their relation.
Oh, I would love to know more about the Lord family tree. First pitch downstairs will miss for Roman Anthony. He drew a walk in his lone plate appearance of the day back in the first. First and second are the runners for Salem. Make it second and third as the ball gets away on a wild pitch. Advancing to second, Albert Feliz. Lionel James will get to third. Two runners in scoring position now, and a chance for Roman Anthony to come up clutch.
You bet. You'll take that all day long, no doubt about it. Got to tell you, Roman's been cranking the ball in BP as of late. Hitting the triple digits. He's working on getting it more on a line rather than kind of flying it out in the air. Wants it to be that nice, consistent line drive.
Batting 375 this series. He'll flare one out towards left field. It's the opposite way. Lyle has a read. Will reach up and make the catch for out number three. Red Sox do scratch across a run, however. Abram Liendo able to score on a Yorberto Mexicano sac fly. Through two innings of play, it's the Salem Red Sox 1, the Fredericksburg Nationals 0. On MILB TV and Bally Live. Back here for the third inning of play on MILB TV and Bally Live, and for those listening. On SalemRedSox.com. Murphy Staley will lead things off. He bounces one foul. Staley getting his first appearance this series in Game 4 as Jedickson Paez back out for his third inning of work. Spent a lot of time as a Texas Longhorn, the native to Carlsbad, California, right-handed batter. 0-1 ripped down the left field line, foul. Also transferred from Orange Coast College before becoming a Texas Longhorn in Austin. Bit of athletics in his family history as well. Dad Neil Staley, a rower at University of San Diego. But he'll send one on a rope out to right center field. It drops into the gap. Staley will get to second base and stop there with a stand-up double. First hit and first base runner of the night for Fredericksburg. Brings up Armando Cruz. Well, for the first time this season, we have a fan-suggested trivia question. As always, you can tweet in your answers using the hashtag SalemSoxBroadcast. Today's trivia question comes from longtime listener IT Photo Guy as a bunt's laid down over to the pitcher, and Pius picks it up, throw on to first. It's a sacrifice bunt, 1-3, that will allow Murphy Staley to advance up to third. Fredericksburg trying to bounce back into this one. So today's trivia question is, the Boston Red Sox were founded in 1901, but what year did Fenway Park become their home? And typically I would just leave it at that, but IT Photo Guy has decided to give you the benefit of the doubt and make it a multiple choice, so it might be a little bit easier. Ball outside for Jose Colmenares. Is it A, 1925, B, 1912, C, 1938, or D, 1953? What year did Fenway Park become the Boston Red Sox home? Called strike will make it a 1-1 count. As always, you can use the hashtag SalemSoxBroadcast to tweet in your answers. Ball gets away and will scoot all the way to the backstop. Advancing and scoring on a wild pitch is Murphy Staley. And the Nationals have tied the game 1 run apiece. Wild pitch by Jedickson Paez allows Staley to score. If you're watching on MILB TV, just a ball that slightly gets away. Mexicano wasn't expecting it. And it makes it a 2-1 to Colmenares at the same time. 2-1 delivery, a called strike, 82-mile-per-hour changeup from Paez on the inside part of the plate. Chopper just hits foul off of home plate. Your new score after the wild pitch, Fredericksburg 1, Salem 1. Top of the third inning. 2-2 inside, that's going to hit Colmenares on the shoulder. And after Paez was able to retire the first six in order, allows a double, a run to score, and now a hit by pitch will put Colmenares aboard. And that flips the lineup card over as well. We're back to the top with Jonathan Thomas. Thomas today 0-for-1, grounded out to short to begin his day. First pitch a tad too high, 1-0. Beautiful night for baseball, great crowd on hand. Swing and a foul ball will even the count to 1-1. A lot of action going on in the Carolina League as well, including a battle for the top of the Carolina League North between Down East and Carolina. Those two teams have been jockeying for position all year. Foul ball hooking back, and this will land out of play. A ball and two strikes as that one will land into the crowd. Somebody from the upper concourse able to come down and swipe it away. A run, a hit, and an error for the Nationals. A run, a hit, no errors for Salem yet. Foul ball goes straight over our heads. One down, one below, or one below us, one over us. Story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. The next one will be just right. We haven't had one yet, but now I'm prepared. Chopper foul will go down the left field line. And we do have a fishing net here that we've had and haven't broken out too often, but just because of how perfectly on a line they've been back towards us, we have it ready. 1-2 to Jonathan Thomas, runner at first with one away. Pitch from Paez, grounded foul up the left field line yet again. That's now four foul balls in a row from Jonathan Thomas. Has not swung and missed, has not taken a strike this at bat. On deck is Sammy Infante. He'll get a chance barring a double play. 1-2, swung on. Did he miss it or did he foul tip it? And he swung and missed. That's strike three. It was a little tough to tell as the ball seemed to rattle around in the hands of Gilberto Mexicano. Either way, it's strike three swinging for Jonathan Thomas. First strike out of the day for Red Sox starter Jedickson Paez. Brings up Sammy Infante. Right-handed batter grounded the opposite way towards first base in his last at-bat. It was a three unassisted. First offering, swing and a foul tip for strike one. Could just hear it nip off the bat, but counts the same, strike one. Oh, one count, ball will miss downstairs. If you're just tuning in and you missed our trivia question, you can tweet your answer using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. Red Sox have been a team since 1901, but what year did Fenway Park become their home? 1925, 1912, 1938, or 1953? Ball downstairs will make it a 2-1 count to Sammy Infante. Will be able to find the zone on the downstairs part of the plate just above the knees of Infante. 76 mile per hour breaking ball from Paez. Trying to get through the inning with minimal damage. Pickoff back to first. Did that hit him? Did that hit Jose Colmenares? Seems like he's okay. The pickoff looked like it bounced off of his shoulder. Love to be able to get another look at that, because that was just a wild bounce. It was either off the bag, a shoulder, or the glove. Counts even, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Paez trying to get out of the inning. 2-2. Lifted in the air towards left field. Carson Simas comes in, but it's the shortstop Cutter Coffey who will reach up and make the catch. Initially thought is a little bit farther than it ended up being. Coffey makes the catch, but the Nationals get the equalizer. 1-1 as we head to the middle of the third inning. Trivia question and trivia answer coming up next on MILB TV and Valley Live. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Miguel Blais leads the inning off He's 0 for 1 today, reaching on a fielder's choice. First pitch high and tight, 4-1. A whole lot of yellow on Miguel Blaise's get up today. Yellow cleats, a yellow arm sleeve, yellow batting gloves. Ball will miss inside, make it a 2-0 count yet again. Yellow elbow protectors. I think it's safe to say Mr. Blaise has a favorite color. 2-0, hit over towards second base. Infante picks it up, fires onto first in time for the out. Miguel Blaise retired on a 4-3. One away, will bring up Cutter Coffey. The lone Red Sox with a base hit so far today. He's singled back in the first inning. Well, with one away, we'll get to our trivia answer. For those who need a reminder, the question today was, the Red Sox have been a team since 1901, but since when did Fenway Park become their home? The question was brought to us today by IT Photo Guy as Cutter Coffey takes the first two pitches, both low for a 2-0 count. So he was ineligible to win. Other than him, we had no correct answers today. Ball back up the middle, tough play for Infante, can't handle it. It's an infield single for Cutter Coffey. 2-for-2 today. It was the former Liberty High School product. Puts a runner at first with nobody out, with one out, as it brings up Juan Chacon. Little Poppy has a chance to help his team out offensively. Anyway, to today's trivia answer, Fenway Park was opened on April 20th of 1912 when it became the home of the Boston Red Sox. First pitch too far outside for ball number one. Now the Boston Red Sox, having only been a team for 11 years without Fenway Park, used to play at Huntington Avenue grounds in Boston. Grounder heading over to short, picked up. This could turn two. On to second for one. Over to first. It's a double play. Nationals go 6-4-3 to get out of the inning. Juan Chacon, his second double play hit into tonight. As Cutter Coffey is retired on the play as well. We're through three innings of play. It's the Red Sox 1, the Nationals 1. We'll be back for the fourth on MILB TV and Bally Live. Welcome you back here for the fourth inning. It's a tie 1-1 ball game. Taking you the way through the middle innings, here's Mr. Giovanni Heater on the play-by-play.
Appreciate you, TK. We got you for innings 4, 5, 6, and 7. First pitch just paints the outside corner to Daylen Lyle. Now up for the second time this evening. Lined out in his first at-bat on a sharply hit ball right to Albert Feliz at first. The 0-1. Finds the outside corner once again, this time on a breaking ball at 76, and it's 0-2. Jedickson Paez still on the hill, entering now what is his fourth inning of work for the Red Sox. So far has done a solid job, has only given up one hit, one run, and his defense has not had an error either. Swing and a miss, got him with the off-speed at 82. Just like that, three consecutive strikes, sits down Dalen Lyle now for the second time tonight, and there's one away. 1-1 your score, tie ball game here in Salem. The Red Sox and the Nationals in game number 4 of the series. Sets up Paul Witt, designated hitter. He has DH'd in every single game this series. Kind of their day-to-day designated hitter. Haven't really seen that at the minors yet, but that is kind of his role. First pitch is in there, now the 0-1. Swing and a chopper, foul down the left field line, 0-2. Witt batting 290, two homers with 8 RBIs. So far today, grounded out over to third base where Lionel James stands. The 0-2 delivery. Chopper right off of his own ankle. Witt's going to walk this one off and take his time. We'll stay at no balls and two strikes. Well, Paul Witt played his college ball at VCU. Originally a Harper's Ferry, West Virginia native, so just a state over. Virginia Commonwealth up in the Richmond area. Won two rings at Jefferson High School, the 0-2. Just low and away, and it's 1-2. And you're going to hear that throughout the night because the amazing Tyler in the ballpark this evening, yeah, he performs during the middle of the innings, but he also gets out there, and he balances things on his head. He's about to balance a beer, the 1-2. Swing and a ripper down the left field line, gloved by Lionel James. Throw across the diamond is there. In time, there are two away. And for the second time tonight, Paul Witt put out on a 5-3 ground out.
Yeah, kind of odd when you say, you know, what's your hidden talent? I balance things on my face. And if I were a fan, I'd be a little apprehensive about giving up my beer to somebody who could very easily spill it. But, he's built up that reputation for a reason.
Elijah Green rockets a line drive into left field, down for a base hit. It is a two-out single as Green pumps the brakes and turns back to first base after a nice throw-in by Carson Seamus, cut off by Cutter Coffey. And with two away, there is a runner on first. Elijah Green picks up his first base hit of the night, second of the night for the Nationals. Well, you know what he was balancing there, Tyler? He was balancing the $5 bucket of PBR. You can get a bucket of Pabst Blue Ribbon for $5. And that is what he was balancing on his head. It is literally like a vat of beer.
I would describe it like if you've ever ordered like a big pint of soup takeout from an old-fashioned diner.
Yes.
In like one of those big like plastic containers that are probably like about a foot tallish.
1-0 to Bossier. Hit over to Liendo at second. The slow throw over to first, and it's in time. For out number 3, Elijah Green made it interesting with a two-out single. Bossier is retired on the 4-3 putout. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning, still knotted up at 1. It's the Nationals and the Red Sox from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Back after this on MILB TV. Bottom of the fourth on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A beautiful evening for baseball. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. 1-1 your score. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals in town in a series that they lead over the Red Sox 2-1. First pitch misses high for Abram Liendo, who walked and ended up scoring the lone run for the Red Sox in his first time at the dish. 1-0 on the way. Misses high once more on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball to Liendo, and it is 2-0. Brian Sanchez maintains the mound still for Fredericksburg, entering now his fourth inning of work. Both pitchers going four innings deep to 2-0. This is upstairs a third time consecutively, and it's 3-0. Went with the fastball once again, struggling to locate it slightly. Abram Liendo did not play last night as the 3-0 pitch finds the zone, and the count now 3-1. Get me over, strike is there. 3-1. This is high and in once again. Ball four. And Liendo works a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the fourth. Lionel James now up. He advanced on an error, made it all the way to third on a wild pitch. Did not end up scoring. James yesterday did have a hit. Flew out twice and grounded out as well. Runner on first, nobody out. The pitch. Oh, that just hit James right on the shoulder. Boy, did that tag him. And he is wincing in pain. That cannot feel good. And again, it is chillier out tonight. It's a beautiful night for baseball. Sun is in the sky, but it is a little bit chillier at about 60 degrees out here. And that one hurts a little bit more with a slight breeze. He is appeared to be hurt here. He is down with the training staff. Went down to a crouch. Now going back down again, leaning over. And Liam Carroll's out there as well addressing the situation. That thing just tagged him right on the shoulder, TK.
Now, and he is wincing in pain right now. I mean, this is not a good sign if you're Salem right now.
I will say he is a taller, lankier type of guy. So not a lot to soak that, right? That was kind of right on the bone, right on the shoulder blade. Still getting checked out here. Man, he appears to be in quite a bit of pain. Batting 333 going into the at-bat, Lionel James has had a sharp day over at third base as well. You just hope he's okay. Red Sox have been dealing with injuries, man. I mean, Miguel Blaise, he missed about a week and a half, came back, then sat out another game to make sure. Oh, and James is going back into the dugout right now. So he won't make the trot over to first, and it looks like we're going to get a substitution at third base. I wonder what they'll do, because Coffey's kind of that second third baseman. I wonder if Coffey will move over to third and someone else will play short. Ravello has the off night tonight. They might need to put Ravello in the lineup.
And that's exactly what they're doing.
All right, well, Luis gets about half of an off night. A little bit less. Luis Ravello now over on first base. So coming in to at least pinch run right now, Luis Ravello, if I had to guess, will probably remain in the game. I would not be shocked if they switched Ravello and Coffey, though. Ravello typically doesn't play third. Coffey does. We'll see what happens when they go in the field, but I wouldn't be shocked if that's the case. Would you agree, TK?
Yeah, I mean, this is a situation, you know. You want to win ball games, but at the same time, you really want to see Cutter Coffey at shortstop. That's why you gave Ravello the night off. Ravello's a ball player. I wouldn't mind Liam Carroll leaving him over at third base just to see how he can do, just to have Cutter Coffey have that opportunity to still play shortstop.
Yeah.
But I can definitely see an argument for both sides.
Cutter is predominantly a shortstop, enjoys playing both, but was drafted as a shortstop. Here's Gilberto Mexicano catching this evening, the first pitch. This is low and in on a breaking ball at 80, and it's 1-0 for Gilberto. He registered a sack fly in his first at-bat. One out to left field that ended up scoring Abram Liendo. 1-0 on the way. Swing and a chopper. This is gloved by Staley at third. Steps on the third base bag. Throw to second is there. Throw to first is in time. Wow! A triple play executed by the Fredericksburg Nationals ends the inning. I have never seen that in person, Tyler. Wow.
Me neither. I am at a loss for words right now.
Unbelievable. It was a chopper over to Staley at third. He stepped on the bag, fired it to second. It was there from Infante, who chucked it over to first, and Bossiere made the play at first. A triple play, and the Red Sox are sat down just like that. I don't even know how to score it in the book. We'll be back top of the fifth after this, tied up at one in Salem. Top of the fifth on tap for you here in Salem. And wow, we've had an unreal last couple of minutes as a swing and a miss. Foul tip here for Murphy Staley. Makes it an 0-1 count. Luis De La Rosa, the new pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox, coming in for the starter, Jedickson Paez. He winds and fires the 0-1. Swing and a foul tip back into the crowd once again. 0-2. A triple play. And our historian, Jim Fulton, shout out to him, just came into the broadcast booth and let us know, first the 0-2, check swing, miss below the knees, and it is 1-2, that was the first triple play ever turned at Salem Memorial Ballpark by the opposing team. It's happened twice where the Red Sox have turned a triple play. It has never happened where the other team turned one. The 1-2 rocketed on the line, drive out to left field, down in front of Carson Semus. For a leadoff base hit, Murphy Staley is aboard on the 1-2 single out to left field. And that is the third hit of the night for the Nationals. Fred Nat's in business in the top of the fifth. 2-for-2 night for Murphy Staley. Had a double back in the third, now a single here in the fifth. Not bad for the former Longhorn. Here's Armando Cruz, a shortstop, first pitch. Breaking ball, snaps down into the zone. At 77, and it's 0-1. Cruz struggling a little bit as of late, batting below the Mendoza line at 191. Runner on first, nobody out, the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a fly ball into the seats. Over in right field, it's 0-2. Yeah, that triple play. Abram Liendo walked, made it to second after Lionel James was hit by a pitch. He was aboard at first, and Roberto Mexicano chopped one over to Staley at third, who shoved it over to second, and then Infante turned it over to first. The first triple play I've ever seen in person, and the first one the other team has converged on Salem here at this ballpark in the history that goes back to the 60s. Check over to first. Sliding back in safely is Staley. So we got a substitution in the field as well. Abram Liendo playing now at third and Ravello playing at second base. The 0-2, runner will go. Fly ball, shallow center field, coming on Roman Anthony. It drops right in front of him, bobbles off of his glove. He scoops it back up, so the hit and run works out anyways, but it's too close for Staley to make a move for third, so After back-to-back base hits from Staley and Cruz, runners on first and second here in the top of five at a 1-1 ball game. So again, a reminder that Lionel James went out hurt after being hit by a pitch on the shoulder. He'll be done for the game. Coming in his place, Luis Ravello, who's supposed to have the off night tonight. Almenares lays down a bunt. Grabbing it up is De La Rosa. Throws over to first, and it's in time for the first out of the inning. Runners move to second and third, respectively. Staley on third, Cruz on second. One out. Two runners in scoring position here for the Fred Nats. James is out, and a reminder one more time. Liendo moves from second over to third. And Ravello replaces Liendo at second. Cutter Coffey stays put at short. First pitch to Jonathan Thomas missed, and it's 1-0, 89 on the off-speed. Righty-on-righty matchup, two runners in scoring position for the Nats. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fooled him with that off-speed. Got the slider moving. It's 1-1. Nine-hole hitter here. Excuse me, top of the order. Colmenares was the nine-hole. He was retired on a 1-3 putout. And the 1-1 pitch. Swinging a fly ball into the seats in right. Nearly caught by a fan, but went right through his hands. 1-2. Well, this is the fourth batter in a row that Luis De La Rosa is ahead in the count as a pitcher, but it has resulted in a pair of base hits and a 1-3 putout. 1-2. Swing and a dribbler foul. Stay at 1-2. Jonathan Thomas struck out and grounded out so far tonight. 0-2 on the evening. Did not play last night. However, did play in game two of the series. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. It was dropped. The throw over to first is in time from Roberto Mexicano, and there are two away on the dropped strike. First strikeout of the night for Luis De La Rosa. It's the third for the Red Sox as a pitching staff. Here's Sammy Infante. Second and third occupied for Fredericksburg Nationals. Infield playing out for the Red Sox. First pitch. Swing at a high fly ball. Shallow right center field. Calling everyone off is Juan Chacon, and he makes the pitch for out number three. Two runners stranded in scoring position. Nobody scores on a pair of hits. No errors. And again, two left on base. Still tied up at one. We go to the bottom of the fifth after this in Salem. bottom of the fifth in Salem. It's a 1-1 ball game between the Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Albert Felice, the eight-hole hitter, ready to lead us off as the first pitch misses low and away. 78 on the slider, and it's 1-0 for Felice, who was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. That's been a trend tonight. Ryan Sanchez entering now his fifth inning of work, the 1-0. This is a slider that snaps down into the zone, and it's 1-1. It looked way inside. Felice ducked away from it and just sweeped right in. Had three hit-by-pitches this evening. One on the other side, two for the Red Sox. 1-1 misses low and away, and it's two balls and a strike for Felice. 2-1. Misses high and away. Fastball this time. And it's 3-1, first fastball of the at-bat from Brian Sanchez. Let's take a look what Felice has done so far this series. An RBI single yesterday, but three strikeouts. Fly ball right into the stands, 3-2. Strikeout looking, two of them swinging yesterday, but that RBI single was big. Salem having trouble scoring late in a game. How about a fly ball out to center field? Hit right at Elijah Green. Backtracking, makes the catch. About 10 feet away from the warning track out in left center. And there's one away. Would you agree, Tyler? That's kind of been the issue this series for Salem. They have not scored past the third inning.
Yeah, the offense hasn't really been there. The lone exception was the first game of the series on Tuesday when they were able to put up a four spot in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah. First pitch to the nine hole, Carson Semus. This is downstairs and it's 1-0. Fastball this time. Semus struck out swinging in his first at bat. Played over at second last night, now in left field this evening. 1-0. Swing and a foul tip. 1-1. 253 on the year with 11 RBIs for Semus. Yesterday, grounded out twice, struck out once, had a huge RBI double to start. 1-1, misses inside and low, 2-1. With the off-speed that time, took a little bit off it. Matter of fact, every single game that he has played in, he has recorded a hit this series. 2-1, check swing, misses away. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, three balls and a strike, and maybe the arm of Sanchez getting worn out a little bit because the batters are ahead now in the count, two consecutive at-bats. 3-1, low and away, 93 on the fastball, and it's a five-pitch walk for Carson Semus with one down. Well, a runner on first with one away for the Red Sox sets the table at the top of the order for Roman Anthony. First, we might be getting a call to the bullpen, and we are. Well, that's going to be the day for Brian Sanchez. Jake Lowry comes out and says, hey, we gave him the opportunity at a fifth and just kind of fell off a little bit, struggled to locate a little bit there at the end. And that will do it for Brian Sanchez. Not a bad outing by any means, only gave up a pair of base hits. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think he was on a pitch count limit here. It seems like it would be right around 75 pitches. He was at 72 there. So, I mean, I completely understand the call to the bullpen here, especially after his fourth walk surrendered in the game. So, I mean, I think this is a pretty good move for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Have a few good arms out of the bullpen. Including this guy here and Mason Denneberg, the right-hander out of the pen. And another Florida native taking on. So a couple Florida natives going to be taking each other on.
Mason Denneberg, the righty, like you mentioned, Tyler, acquired in the first round in 2018. First-round pick. Battled a litany of injuries in his young career. He made seven appearances in 2019 with the GCL Nationals. Missed all of 2021 and some of 2022 before returning in late May. Went up to a 4.15 ERA in 2022 while making 13 starts a season ago. about this? 38 strikeouts and 39 innings pitched, almost a strikeout an inning. You'll take that all day long. Began 2023 as a starter, but been more of a reliever as of late. Struggled with walks a lot of the season. Has spun two straight scoreless relief outings. Going to be looking for a lot out of Mason Denneberg here. Currently a 1-2 on the year with a 9.72 ERA. In the last series, he pitched a total of two innings, had two strikeouts and two walks. The first pitch to Roman Anthony misses low and away, and it is 1-0. Goes with a fastball, a slider, and a changeup. Roman Anthony walked and flew out to left field so far today. Runner on first, one down in a 1-1 ball game. The 1-0 pitch missing high and tight. We almost had another hit by pitch. Instead, it misses inside, and it's 2-0. 82 on the off-speed changeup. Righty on lefty matchup here, the 2-0. This is low and away once more, and it's 3-0. Well, we know this about Roman. He might as well be called Kevin Youkilis, the Greek god of walks. Roman just simply gets on base. Whether he's hitting or walking, he's almost a guarantee. The 3-0. This is low and in. Four-pitch walk. Two walks in the inning by two different pitchers. And the Red Sox have two aboard, one down.
And how about this? And by the way, that pitching change may have also been dictated by going two times through the batting order, because Roman Anthony has welcomed two pitchers to this ballgame with a walk. Started Brian Sanchez with a walk, and now Mason Denneberg.
On base percentage of .385. That'll be improved now for Roman Anthony. Here's Miguel Blaze, waves and misses at the 89 mile an hour slider, and it's 0-1. Blaze, .244 on the year, 16 RBIs, has a runner in scoring position in Carson Semus. 0-1 on the way, swing and a miss, 0-2. Talked to him yesterday, said he's feeling better, feeling good, pretty much back to 100% after missing a week and a half after being hit by a pitch. Is low and away, blocked by Colmenares, and it's 1-2. Some of his batting numbers, maybe not where people would expect for Miguel Blaze, the number two overall prospect of the organization, but I will tell you, no need to fret. Here's the 1-2. This is low and away. This is through the legs of Colmenares. He scoops it up, but both guys end up grabbing a bag here, and Semus and Anthony respectively. So Semus to third, Roman Anthony second, and on a dropped ball, each of them get a bag. Now two runners in scoring position on a 2-2 count. And Miguel Blaze decked out in the Franklin yellow gloves, yellow cleats, yellow pads. The 2-2 swing and a high pop-up back behind home plate towards left field, towards the dugout, soars up into the stands and hits off the netting back down onto the field, and Miguel Blaze avoids a foul out. We'll stay at 2-2. Blaze playing out in, he's DHing tonight, Typically plays out in right field or center field. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him with the off speed at 83. The changeup blowing in. That is the second out of the inning. First strikeout. The new reliever for Fred Nats in Denneberg. Here's Cutter Coffee, 2-for-2 on the night with a pair of singles. First pitch. This is low and away. It's 1-0. Yeah, they got to fix that. The scoreboard says he is 0-for-2. He's, in fact, 2-for-2. I had to double take.
Oh, there it goes. They're still showing Miguel Blaze's stats tonight.
1-0, waved on and missed. 1-1. Yeah, that was weird. It had his picture and his name, but the stats were different. They've updated it. Unfortunately, the batting average dropped from .244 to Blaze, now to .214 for Coffee. And the 1-1 offering. Misses outside. Gets away from Colmenares on a wild pitch. Carson Semus slides into home, and the Red Sox take a 2-1 lead. Wild pitch scores Seamus. Roman Anthony makes the chug over to third. Still a runner in scoring position with two away here for a 2-for-2 man in Cutter Coffee. Two balls and a strike. Coffee loves those fastballs high in it. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Golfed at that low changeup. 2-2. Back-to-back 2-2 counts here. Two-two, swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him with a changeup inside. Going into that in two at-bats, he was 50%. Coffee was 1-for-2 with a runner on third, and now instead he drops to 1-for-3. That ends the inning, but the Red Sox do take a one-run lead. 2-1, your score. They score one run. They do so on no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the top of the sixth after this from Salem. Welcome back here on MILB TV, or if you're joining us through the audio stream, Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you as we welcome you in on a broken bat scooped up by Luis De La Rosa. No, instead he lets it trickle foul, and it's a foul ball on the first pitch to Daylen Lyle here in the top of the sixth inning. An eventful way to get things going, and it is a interesting strike number one for an 0-1 count.
Yeah, well, heads up play by De La Rosa. And I believe that was Abram Liendo over at third who just let it trickle foul. So a heads-up play there by knowing that the ball's trajectory was going to cause a strike one.
Well, it was almost like De La Rosa was going down for it. And Abram Liendo might have said something like, hey, wait, let it go. And the communication there. Because it looked like De La Rosa had bent over for it. Regardless, the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a hard-hit ground ball through for a base hit in a right field. Daylen Lyle gets his first base hit of the night here in the top of the sixth. It's a 2-1 lead for the Red Sox. Fredericksburg looking to cut into that with a leadoff knock. Sets the table now for the DH, Paul Witt, who has been strong all series long. 286 on the year. Your everyday DH so far this series. Big RBI double yesterday. First pitch, low and away, 1-0. Pump faking was Mexicano on a threat to throw back down to first. Large lead for Lyle on that play. Held on by Albert Feliz. And we will remind you of the substitution that has taken place one more time here. Check over to first. In there safely is Lyle. A reminder that James exited this ball game due to being hit by a pitch up on the shoulder. Another check over to first, still in safely is Lyle. And now that is two pickoff attempts. A third would have to get him out, or it is a free bet. Lionel James hit by that pitch, exited the ball game, so They moved Liendo from second to third, and now Ravello on his off night playing second. Wave and a miss by Witt on the 1-0 pitch, and it's 1-1. Got him with the fastball high and away. Beautiful night out at the ballpark. Really, really good crowd on hand. Firework Friday. 1-1. Just outside. 90 on the gun. 2-1. Lights are on. Sun is setting. The amazing Tyler in town with his balancing act. Always a marquee night at the ballpark. Might hear cheers throughout the night. Two balls and a strike. Runner goes. Mexicano throws down a second. It is picked there by Ravello, but in there safely on a stolen bag is Dalen Lyle. Pitch missed, low and away, so it is three balls and a strike. Ball went 0 for 2 with a pair of groundouts to third. They were both to Lionel James before he exited with injury. 3-1, low and away, five-pitch walk, and there's two aboard. Still nobody out here in the top of the sixth. And, you know, you hate to say it, it's kind of been the issue for the Red Sox, relief pitching.
Yeah, the bullpen hasn't been the best, especially recently. They have nights where they can completely shut it down, but this series, it just seems like once that starter goes, things don't go too well.
Yeah. Elijah Green, one of the top prospects in the Nats organization. The first pitch misses high and away. 79 on the gun. It is 1-0 on a breaking ball high. First and second occupied. Nobody out. 2-1 this score. Salem with a one-run lead. Despite being out hit 5-2 by the Fred Nats. Wave and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. It's 1-1. Elijah Green singled in his last at-bat. It was back in the fourth after hitting into a 6-3 groundout in the second. 1-1. Skips up. Blocked by Mexicano. Throws down to third. A sky-high grab by Liendo. It is free bases, but it could have been worse. So it is Lyle over to third. Went over to second, and man, if that got away from Liendo and he didn't make that jumping grab, would have scored a run, maybe two. Gotta be careful there, Roberto. It's two balls and a strike for Elijah Green. Good for two strikeouts a game, typically. Kind of struggles in that category. Usually an extra base hit machine, or he's striking out the 2-1. Just outside, 91 on the fastball. 3-1. Matter of fact, struck out four times for the Golden Sombrero in the first game of this series. 3-1. Just outside, another five-pitch walk loads the bases with nobody out here in the top of the sixth.
Yeah, and this is going to cause a mound visit from pitching coach Jason Blanton. And really tough spot. Bases loaded, nobody out. You just got the lead in the last half inning. This could be a really tough spot to get out of. You're almost hoping that you can take a page out of the Fred Nats book and turn a triple play.
Yeah, that would be sharp. Yeah, we had a triple play. It was back in the fourth, a 5-4-3 triple play. It was a hard hit chopper to Staley at third. Fired it to second. The turn to first base was in time. And unfortunately for Roberto Mexicano, a ground ball he might never forget. I mean, how many times, granted, at the pro level they play, what, 162 games? So, I mean, they play a lot of baseball. But how many times, I feel like guys remember if they hit into a triple play, no? You probably remember it more if you execute the triple play. But.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, you know, as a baseball fan and being at a lot of games, even watching on TV, I can't say that I have witnessed one live. I've only seen highlight tapes, so some ball will miss outside the Bossier.
Well, according to MLB.com, There have only been 733 triple plays in Major League Baseball since 1876, an average of just over five per season in the MLB. Wave and a miss on the 1-0 pitch to Brandon Bossier. Played his college ball at the University of Arizona after graduating from Woodcrest Christian High School out of Riverside, California. Bases loaded, nobody out. 1-1 to Bossier. Swing and a chopper goes foul down the right field line. 1-2. Played outfield and first base. While playing for the Wildcats out in Arizona. Tonight, he is playing first base. Pac-12 All-Conference back in 2021. Fouls one right in front of him after it knocks off of his shin. 1-2, we will remain with the bases juiced and nobody out. 2-1 the score. Salem on top. Was also a Golden Spikes Award midseason watch list candidate in 2021. Frisco Classic MVP. And a one-time Pac-12 Player of the Week as well early in the season. March honors that year in his last year with the Wildcats. 1-2. Misses inside. 2-2. Fastball. Started in all 63 games his sophomore year. Technically, almost his redshirt sophomore year. It was his COVID sophomore year, so to speak. The 2-2. Skips up. Mexicano loses track of it. Still can't find it. Brings in a run. And a wild pitch scores a run to tie this ball game up at 2. Dalen Lyle comes from third, crosses home plate. It moves Witt over to third, moves Elijah Green over to first. First base is empty here with second and third occupied. And a full count for Brandon Bossier. Not what you're looking for there if you're the Red Sox. This is back-to-back walks after a leadoff single. 3-2. Swing and a foul ball. Trickling. Back behind a home plate. We'll stay at 3-2. How about this, TK? You're a former Northwoods League guy. In 2019, Bossier played for the Wilmer Stingers in the Northwoods League.
I do not have good memories of the Wilmer Stingers.
3-2. High and in, and it's another walk. Three in a row, and the bases are loaded with nobody out once again here in the top of the sixth. And all of a sudden, starting to slip here. And there's Liam Carroll. That'll be the night for Luis De La Rosa. He came in the fifth, started the fifth, after four innings pitched out of Jenickson Paez, four solid innings, that is. And, you know, to put it simply, De La Rosa didn't have his best stuff tonight. Ended up giving up three hits, three walks. Did have a strikeout, pitched into a ground out, but wasn't it tonight for Luis De La Rosa. So it will be a call to the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox. Will be their third arm thrown. And it will be Luis Talavera, the right-hander out of Maracay, Venezuela. Acquired as an international free agent in July of 2018. Played four games in Salem last season after playing 12 in the Florida Complex League for the FCL Red Sox. In his last five outings, he's done a sharp job for the most part. Had three strikeouts on the 11th of May against Columbia right here. Pitched two innings, did give up one hit, no walks and three strikeouts though. Most recent appearance was on the road at Lynchburg against the Hillcats on the 21st. Pitched 2 1/3, one strikeout, no hits, no runs, no errors. And 2 1/3, not bad work either. Talavera with a 3.38 ERA. He has pitched a total of 13 1/3. Just two pitches in his repertoire listed anyways, a fastball and a slider. Now the righty is done with his warm-up pitches, and man, TK, couldn't have put him in a tougher situation. Nobody out with the bases loaded. It just seems unfair.
Yeah, really, really tough spot here.
Murphy Staley waves and misses at the 92-mile-an-hour fastball at the knees, and it's 0-1. Staley, another guy, like Bossier, that had success at the college level as well, the former Texas Longhorn. How about this? Success tonight, 2-for-2 on the evening with a double and a single. Chops this one foul and quickly down 0-2 in the count. What is it about Big 12 guys in particular in this league, Tyler? I mean, the amount of Oklahoma, Texas, TCU, it's bizarre. We've seen more Big 12 guys than any other conference, and it's not even close.
Yeah, it, now that you mention it.
0-2, rocketed through for a base hit on the ground into left field. It scores a run and reloads the bases. A 3-2 lead for the Fred Nats here in the top of the sixth.
Well, the Fred Nats are wondering why they haven't used Staley more often this series. He's now 3-for-3 with a double and two singles. Adds an RBI to that collection as well. And the Fred Nats are just looking like they can break this thing wide open this inning.
Well, the career day, like you mentioned, for Murphy Staley continues. Sets the table beautifully. If you're Armando Cruz, still nobody out. The base is juiced. Righty on righty, first pitch, chopped on the ground, trickles foul down the third baseline. Armando Cruz, despite being below the Mendoza line at 198, he is 1-for-2 today. Sacrifice bunt in the third to advance a runner over to third. And a single in the fifth, made it all the way to second before being stranded in scoring position. One on the way. Swing and a chopper. Coffee is there. Underhand toss to second. Throw to first is in time on a leaning grab from Albert Feliz. Well, when you're in a jam with the bases juiced and nobody out, a double play is a beautiful way to just kind of get right back into things if you're the Red Sox, and they do it there. Coffee to Ravello to Feliz.
I mean, it's two outs, but another run does come home to score. So, I mean, you're still digging that hole a little bit deeper, but you are now only one out away from getting out of the inning. You'd much rather have a strikeout and then that double play to end the inning.
Well, it moves Bossier over to third as Elijah Green scored. Staley was thrown out at second. One ball, no strikes to Colmenares. The 1-0 misses away. Righty on righty matchup once again, and it's 2-0. 4-2 the lead. Fred Nats on top of the Red Sox. Still plenty of baseball left, but it's been a three spot here in the top of the sixth. Fastball misses high and in, and just like that, it is a hitter's count, 3-0 for Colmenares. 9-hole hitter for the Fred Nats. 3-0. Misses way high and in, and it is a four-pitch walk to put runners on the corners here with two away.
Man, it just seems like the Red Sox can't catch a break here with the constant walks. I mean, first it was Luis De La Rosa, then a single, and now a walk allowed by Talavera. Back to the top of the order, it just seems like there's no break in the action.
Top of the order, like you mentioned, Jonathan Thomas. Maybe a situation, a guy that's 0-for-3, just batting above 200 at 225, two strikeouts. Try and get him out. First pitch, low and away. Not going to help if you're not finding the zone, though. 1-0. Jonathan Thomas, another guy that played college ball. It's a line drive out to left field. Right there is Seamus. Makes the pinch, and that is the third out. But plenty of damage done. A three-piece in the top of the sixth. It's a 4-2 lead for the Fred Nats. We go to the bottom of six after this in Salem. Little Poppy ready to lead us off at the bottom of the 6-1. Chacon stepping in now for the Red Sox. Cleanup hitter tonight. Looks in ball one. Pardon me. Had to sneeze. Missed it inside, low and in, 1-0. Well, sometimes it happens. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
1-0 pitch on the way to Little Poppy. Misses low and in once more. 84 on the gun. It's 2-0. Red Sox trail it 4-2. They gave up three runs in the top of this sixth inning. The 2-0. Breaking ball, low and away. 3-0. Very much so ahead in the count here. Here's Juan Chacon. He has been sharp this series. And there he is again. If you're watching MILB TV, after a four-pitch walk, the amazing Tyler balancing just about everything in the ballpark on his face today. Runner on here for the Red Sox. I guess that's a good spot to start here if you're Salem, down two runs. And they are not in any way out of this game, but offense late in a game besides game one of this series has been a struggle for Salem.
Yeah, and you know, you only have two base hits on the day as well, which isn't great for morale right now. No, none since the third inning either.
Check over to first, nearly gets away from Bossier. In safely anyways is Chacon. Nobody out, runner on first for Abram Liendo. Righty on lefty matchup here. First pitch misses inside, 1-0. Changeup that time out of Mason Denneberg. Going into now his first full inning of work after coming in relief of Brian Sanchez. 1-0. Paints the outside corner, 88 mile an hour fastball. Well, for the size of Denneberg, for being 6'4", not a lot of velocity on that fastball. Tops out at about 92, 1-1. Paints that outside corner. This time it was a changeup at 82, and it's 1-2. You just expect a guy that tall with that much stature to maybe throw a little more heat. Doesn't mean it's any easier to hit, that's for sure.
Right.
Time called here by Liendo.
I was going to mention, you know, you have a runner on now. You have to take advantage of these opportunities with nobody out.
1-2, hit into the air and left, and it's down for a base hit. First and second, nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth, and a base knock for Abram Liendo, his first of the day. And after two walks, he's 1-for-1.
Well, Luis.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry,
no, you're good. You're good. Let it fly, my man.
You have runners at first and second, nobody out, right after allowing a three spot in the top half to lose the lead. This is where you have to strike. Momentum is going to be on your side now. If it doesn't come here, it's going to be very hard to come by in the next three innings.
This is low below the knees here for Luis Ravello. Well, this is a big bat if you're the Red Sox. Remember, Ravello came in for Lionel James, who was hit by a pitch and exited the ball game. This is a righty-on-lefty matchup. Ravello likes hitting against righty pitchers as he skies this one sky high. Popped up shallow outfield here in right center, and underneath it is Green for the catch. What a way. I was saying how he can be a big power hitter in a big spot here. Instead, just got a little bit underneath that one for the first out. Still first and second occupied with Chacon on second and Liendo on first. Here's Roberto Mexicano, sack fly to left field, and last time around he hit into that crazy 5-4-3 double play. Pitch misses inside, dropped by Colmenares, and a bag stolen by Juan Chacon and Abram Liendo. He has a dropped ball.
Mexicano has just that power. If he can just poke it into the outfield, I know you're only likely going to score one this inning if you get a sack fly, but at least get something back here.
Yeah, almost looked like Chacon was taking off before it was dropped, but following him up was Abram Liendo. Chopper, left field line foul. 1-1 now the count for Roberto Mexicano. 328 on the year. Pretty positive statistics. Hasn't shown so far tonight. Doesn't play a whole ton. Kind of a three games a series type of a guy, him and Carson Semus. 1-1, swing and a line drive, high out and a left. Going back is Lyle, and he makes the grab. Chacon tags up, he scores. Salem cuts the lead in half. 4-3, Nationals still on top. Juan Chacon crosses home plate. Little Poppy goes back into the dugout. Happy and Seamus advance to third on the tag up as well. So a sack fly for Roberto Mexicano, his second of the day. Second to left field, a matter of fact. That is what we call a productive at-bat. Two outs, chopper on the ground, gloved by Staley on the run. Throws to first on a nice throw, and that will end the inning. Feliz just a pitch in, grounds out over to the third baseman. Well, Salem does score a run. We go to the top of seven after this. 4-3 the score, Nationals on top. Luis Talavera now entering his first full inning of work for the Red Sox. We welcome you in here, high above Carilion Clinic Field, Salem Memorial Ballpark on a beautiful Friday night for fireworks and baseball. Top of the seventh, 4-3, the visiting Fred Nats on top of your Salem Red Sox. It's a first pitch missing outside to Sammy Infante, and it is 1-0. Talavera came in for Luis De La Rosa, who relieved Jedickson Paez. 1-0, fouled back to the netting on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Moves us to 1-1. So far, he's been strong, considering he was put into quite a situation with nobody out and the bases loaded. 1-1, way high and in limbo away from that was Infante, 2-1. 17 RBIs for Infante on the year. One of the higher numbers on the Fred Nats roster. 2-1 offering. Just inside on a changeup at 86. 3-1. Luis Talavera has only appeared in 15 innings so far this year. As the 3-1 paints the inside corner, 93 on the fastball. Fills up the count at 3-2. Man, Salem could really use a quick defensive inning here. Payoff pitch. And that just hit Infante right on the helmet. He barely moved. Kind of staring down there with Talavera. And on a full count, he ends up getting hit by a pitch. That is the fifth hit by pitch tonight.
Yeah, not a great start to the inning, and you were just mentioning how it had to be a quick defensive inning. That's certainly not going to help things.
We go to Dalen Lyle. He has been sharp today. Did strike out and line out, but scored after singling and stealing a bag. He's 1-for-3. Swings and flies one out to left field. It tails foul into the Salem Red Sox bullpen. Well, just shy of it, actually, and it's going to be a souvenir for a young guy as the pitchers clap him on. Still a good crowd hanging on here for fireworks tonight after the ball game. 0-1. Paints the outside corner on a changeup at 87. 0-2. Fireworks just feel a little better after a Red Sox win, though, no? Down 2-1 in this series, could really use this one tonight. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a fly ball into the seats in left once more. We stay at 0-2 for Dalen Lyle. Left fielder. Dalen Lyle out of Trinity in Louisville, Kentucky. 0-2 waved on and missed. Got him with the high changeup. And there's one away.
Well, that's a good recovery, especially after that hit by pitch. To Sammy Infante, always good to know that you can come back out, throw strikes, and get that confidence back.
His first strikeout for Luis Talavera. Here's the DH, Paul Witt. Despite being a base hit machine, 286 on the year, hitless so far tonight. A walk and a pair of ground outs. First pitch, low and away, missing. This is a righty-on-righty matchup, so that slider in full effect, if he can get Witt to chase on it. Fonte was hit by a pitch. He goes from first. The pitch misses high and in. Throw down to second. Gets away from the glove of Luis Ravello. Infante chugging a third. The throw to third hits Infante, and he's on the bag safely. Pulling away from it was Liendo, and it is a stolen base, followed by an advancement on the error for Sammy Infante. And just like that, in a 4-3 ball game, the fifth run for the Nats is 90 feet away.
Yeah, I can't afford Paul Witt. He's been known for putting balls into the outfield this series. Has grounded out twice to third. However, you could really use something in the infield, and it's playing in right now.
Two balls, no strikes. The pitch just outside. Thought that for sure was framed up. Instead, it's a fastball away. Three balls, no strikes. Way ahead in the count is Mr. Witt, the Virginia Commonwealth University alum. 3-0. This one finds the inside corner on a fastball. The get-me-over strike is there for Luis Talavera. Abram Liendo holding on over there at third. The 3-1. Swing and a missile into right field for a base hit. An RBI single for Paul Witt on a 3-1 count. Makes it a 5-3 lead for the Fred Nats here in the top of the seventh.
And that's just a killer for the mentality for the Salem Red Sox. Score a run to at least cut the deficit in half in the previous inning. Fredericksburg is able to go out and get it right back.
Elijah Green, center fielder, has a hit and a walk today. 1-for-2, fouls the first one into himself. Gilberto Mexicano scoops it up. Trying to take off quickly was Witt, and he signaled back over to first base. You look at the top prospects in the Washington Nationals organization. Elijah Green, number 3, projected to be in the MLB in 2026. The 0-1. Check swing, he went 0-2. Fastball fooled him. Rare to say that. Fastball fooled him. He's the son of former Pro Bowl tight end Eric Green. Pick number 5 overall out of IMG Academy. MLB Pipeline had him as the number 3 overall draft prospect. He rockets one down the left field line, and it's over the glove of a diving Liendo for a base hit. He wants more. Witt pumps the brakes at third on a throw-in, and it is a double. With just one out here for Elijah Green. And the Fred Nats pouring it on here in the top of the seventh. It doesn't score anybody, but it's certainly effective to put two in scoring position. Back-to-back hits for Fredericksburg. Liendo tried to make a nice play on it. Just wasn't there. Here's Brendan Bossier. Former Arizona Wildcat. California native, long way all the way to the East Coast. First pitch, line drive, center field. Roman Anthony leans into it for the catch. Tagging up and scoring is Witt. 6-3, Fred Nats on top. It is the second out. Staying put is Elijah Green on second base. sack fly for Brandon Bossier.
Well, you know, I hate to say it like this, but there have now been 5 runs that have been scored since the starter Jettix and Paez was pulled. It's just another day in which the bullpen hasn't done their jobs as well as they could have.
Well, here's Murphy Staley. He has been the toughest out tonight. 3-for-3 with a pair of doubles, 2 singles, and an RBI on top of it. He follows the first pitch on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball back behind home plate. It is 0-1. Talavera topped out at 94 tonight. That's the fastest one he's thrown. Runner on second, 2 away, 0-1. Swing and a tip. It's dribbling down the right field line. It is scooped up by Mexicano, thrown to first in time, and that will end the inning. And it almost looked like the Red Sox didn't realize that that was the inning ender. Everyone kind of stood around for a second. Now they head to the dugout. Well, it avoids scoring Elijah Green, but it does score a pair of runs to add some insurance here. A 2 spot in the top of the 7th. 5 runs in total in the 6th and 7th combined for the Fred Nats. We go to the bottom of the 7th after this. Red Sox trailing by 3 on MILB TV. Carson Semus leads us off here in the bottom of the 7th inning. 6-3, the Fred Nats on top, doubling up on the Red Sox. First pitch to Semus, low and away, missing, and it is 1-0. Luke Young, the new right-handed pitcher, third one tonight for the Fredericksburg Nationals, coming in for his first inning of work. 6-3, 170. 21-year-old out of San Angelo, Texas. Gibson deals the 1-0, swing and a foul into the leg of Semus. He kicks it out, and it is 1-1. Luke Young, acquired in the 11th round in 2022. 0-1 on the year with a 5.7 ERA. Spent 2 seasons at Midland College, JUCO, as this is a line drive out into right field for a base hit for Carson Semus to lead us off here in the bottom of the 7th. That's the table for Roman Anthony. Pair of walks and a fly out tonight. Anthony has been on base like he always is, more than pretty much anybody but Cutter Coffey this evening for the Red Sox. Anthony in his spare time on Mondays working on that golf game. Him and Semus both. Maybe he can hit his buddy home. First pitch misses low and in. It's 1-0. Well, I asked him, all right, who's the best golfer then if you guys are going out on Mondays on the off day? And he said, by far and away, Carson. Carson protested it. Couldn't believe he got that compliment from his teammate. 1-0. Just over the plate on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball whipped in there. 1-1. Roman's got a crazy story about living down in the Jupiter, West Palm Beach area. Check over to first. Semus in there safely. Well, it's, as many know, kind of the golf capital of the world down there. I mean, all of the pros live pretty much in Jupiter. If you watch the show Full Swing on Netflix, they're all right down there. And they all train down there as well. 1-1, chopped foul down the right field line. And he went to with one of his buddies to one of the very famous golf clubs down there. All of the pros train there. You're talking about Tiger, Brooks Koepka. I mean, all of the greats. Rory. 1-2. Skips up, blocked by Colmenares. 2-2. And he walks in there the first time, and eating breakfast right in front of him, the great Tiger Woods. 15 major championships. Arguably the best professional athlete to ever live. Playing right in front of him, even though they're not golfers. Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, Sterling Shepard, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. And Roman Anthony strikes out swinging on a fastball blown right by him. And 95, one away. Anyways, went out there and felt the pressure. You got Tiger eating breakfast. You got NFL players in front of you. Brooks Koepka was teeing off behind him. It's Miguel Blaze. First pitch. Slider sweeps on in there. 76, 0-1. That's a good-looking pitch. By the way, that was the first strikeout of the night for Luke Young. The 0-1. Runner goes from first. It's a ball upstairs. Throw down a second. Not in time. Staying on the bag safely. Nearly oversliding it, but staying is Seamus for a stolen base. Puts himself in scoring position with one down. Salem's going to need it, trailing 6-3 here in the bottom of the seventh. Righty-on-righty matchup. Miguel Blaze so far tonight hitless this evening. 0-3, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Golfed at a breaking ball inside, and it's 1-2. A strikeout, a ground out, and a fielder's choice tonight for Miguel. DHing tonight. Gets an off night defensively. 1-2. Swing and a sky-high pop-up foul, and it'll have enough on it to get into the seats. And we will stay at 1-2. Caught. Nice little souvenir. Almost caught in the popcorn bucket if you're watching on MILB TV. Hey, you can go ahead and, whether you have the MLB package or not, as we get a hard-hit ground ball over to short. Cruz, backhanded glove, fires to first, and it's in time. We're out number two. Does advance Seamus over to third, and Salem has one 90 feet away. You can go ahead and subscribe to MILB TV, about $30 a month. Is it $30 for the season or 30 a month? 30 for the season.
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
99% sure it's 30 for the season, or 5 a month, I believe. Or if you get the whole MLB package, the MILB minor league baseball is included with it. Or you can listen to us for free audio-wise at SalemRedSox.com. Here's Cutter Coffee having himself a night. He's 2-3 with a pair of base hits. First pitch miss. This one is flown out the other way to right field. Thomas comes underneath it, pinches it for out number three. He dropped it momentarily, but it was well after the catch as he was trying to throw it back in. Crowd kind of had a little bit of a frown about it. Doesn't matter. 6-3. Nationals on top of the Red Sox, and Salem strains Seamus at third. Back after this for the eighth on MILB TV. Welcome back here on MILB TV. 6-3, Fred Nats on top of the Red Sox, taking us the rest of the way. Mr. Tyler Katz on the play-by-play.
Appreciate it, Gio. Top of the eighth inning, Armando Cruz will send a sky-high ball over towards left field. Should be a routine fly ball for Carson Cimas, and it is. Barely gives us time to ring in the new pitcher for Salem. Brock Bell, the native to Tampa, takes the mound. Bell has been more of a closer role recently. In his most recent couple of appearances, recorded a save and a win in the late innings in Lynchburg. First pitch to Jose Colmenares will miss low, 4-1. Bell in that Lynchburg series is, hang on a second, as here's a sky-high ball towards center. Roman Anthony will take this one. Left field, center field getting some action here in the top of the eighth. Back to the top of the order for Jonathan Thomas.
Yeah, keep him awake out there.
Yeah. Look out for Juan Chacon, as he's the only outfielder yet to make a play this inning.
Little Poppy's always locked in.
Well, as a matter of fact, the only catch Chacon has made today was back in the fifth inning. Sammy Infante, this one comes in.
Jeez.
I believe hits off the helmet.
I mean, that is two today off the helmet. I mean, we have just so many hit by pitches. That is, I'm losing track. That's five or six. That is five or six. Both teams are getting hit. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's slipping away tonight. I haven't seen this many hit by pitches in a game all season. It's a little scarier, though, when it's up by the head area.
No, it's definitely a oddity that it's been this many today. Just a quick checkup, but it seems like Thomas is okay. Either way, it now brings up Semi Infante, who's 0-3 today. Pickoff back to first. It was a very close play, but called safe. Seems like the talk of minor league baseball tonight has been the Fred Nats defense.
That triple play
downstairs, stolen base for Jonathan Thomas. Yeah, turn that triple play back in the fourth inning.
You know, I'm kicking myself. I thought it was a good call. I got a little behind on it. Describing the movement of, hey, okay, he grabs it, steps on the bag, throws to second, now to first. It's a lot going on in a very, very short amount of time.
And you never really get to practice calling triple plays either.
No.
Pitch clock violation will make it a 2-0 count. First time we've seen a pitch clock violation tonight. But Brock Bell in that Lynchburg series exited with a win and a save in three innings of work. Did not allow a hit, striking out two Hillcats. Look back towards second, the 2-0 misses low. Has not allowed a walk since April 29th. Nearly has been a full month since a walk was allowed by Brock Bell. He's now down in the count 3-0 to Semi Infante. 3-0 pitch. That one will find the zone just above the knees for strike one. This could be a big inning big game for Fredericksburg. Should they hold on to the lead, they will clinch at least a series split. Heading into the two weekend games. 3-1 misses low, and there's the walk.
This series has flown. Already heading into the weekend after this.
It started off very well for the Salem Red Sox on a walk-off win, coming back from a three-run deficit. Since then, it has been the Fred Nats' way of life. But it is worth mentioning the lead currently stands at three runs. Ball downstairs will miss. It's a 1-0 count to Daylon Lyle. Brock Bell, the fourth pitcher used tonight by Salem, after Jedickson Paez, Luis De La Rosa, and Luis Talavera. Ball inside, 2-0 count to Daylon Lyle. Interesting that the Red Sox have put in four players, three of which have been named Luis.
Well, there's a lot of those on the roster.
There are four Luises on the Red Sox roster. Foul ball back to the backstop, 2-1. Well, you have Luis Ravello, Luis De La Rosa, and Luis Talavera. Those were the three that have entered the game today. Then you have Luis Perales, who is set to start tomorrow. Fly ball hit towards deep left field. Seamus ranges back, reach up and make the catch. Four out, number three. So Carson Seamus makes two catches this inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base, however. Salem trying to chip into the lead when we come back on MILB TV and Bally Live. It's the Nationals 6 and the Red Sox 3. Juan Chacon leads things off in the bottom of the eighth. Salem down to its final six outs. Luke Young still on the mound for Fredericksburg. He allowed a single hit in the last inning he pitched. A save situation if he finishes out the game with Fredericksburg still in front. First pitch, a ball downstairs over to little puppy Juan Chacon. Young sets, kicks the leg, fires on another ball downstairs. Well, let's give you a look at around the Carolina League. Most notable game today between Down East and Carolina for a top of the Carolina League North. A ball will miss downstairs. It's a 3-0 count to Chacon, who, by the way, today is 0-for-2, grounding into two double plays. Or hitting into two double plays and walking. A called strike as Chacon looked back towards the dugout. He seemed ready to toss the bat to the side. Anyway, across the Carolina League, Delmarva takes down Lynchburg earlier today, 5-0. And Carolina defeats Down East 4-2 to become the new leaders of the Carolina League North. Foul ball hooks into the Fredericksburg bullpen, full count. Bottom of the eighth, Myrtle Beach leading Fayetteville 6-0. Bottom eight in Columbia, Fireflies lead the River Dogs 5-4. And the Augusta Green Jackets lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers 8-2, top of the ninth in Augusta. Payoff pitch to Juan Chacon. Grounder heading over to short, picked up by Cruz to throw into first, bounces, but still in time. One away. Abram Liendo, 0-for-1 today. He is, 1-for-1 today. He has walked twice and singled. Came around to score back in the second inning as well. called strike downstairs, makes it an 0-1 to Abram Liendo. Hit the game-tying home run in the bottom of the ninth back on Sunday. Excuse me, back on Tuesday. There's a high fly ball, shallow center field. The shortstop, Cruz, tries to give it up, and it will drop into no man's land. I don't know if anyone touched the ball, and it allows Liendo to reach. I believe that will go down as a base hit. And that's what it's popping up on the scoreboard as well.
That is what we call a bloop single.
A bloop single. It didn't really touch anyone's gloves, so it couldn't have been an error. Because who do you charge that to? Liendo now 2-for-2 today. A multi-hit game.
2-for-2, pair of walks. That's a day right there.
Foul ball for Luis Ravello, who is 0-for-1. He came in as a pinch runner for the injured Lionel James. He then flew out to center field in his lone at bat. Pickoff back to first, but back in safely is Liendo. For Liendo, it's just his third multi-hit game of the season. Oh, one runner goes, a throw down to second. Not in time. Did he go over the bag? He did not. Very upset with the call is Cruz, who is now just smiling and laughing about it with the field umpire. Liendo now in scoring position. We'll take a look at that replay if you're watching on MILB TV. Seemed like a really good jump. And the throw down, did he come off the bag? I don't think so. I don't think so. By the skin of his teeth. 0-2, Cruz will field it. The shortstop on the first. Low throw, but the grab is made by Bossier. It advances Liendo to third base, however. And a task for Yorberto Mexicano to try to get aboard. Is 0-for-1 today, grounding into a triple play, as well as hitting two sacrifice flies.
Oh, unfortunately, the sac fly out of commission here. Been strong with those, though, today.
A ball downstairs will start off the Yorberto Mexicano at bat. Still looking for his first hit. He's strung together a few hits in a row the past few days. Takes the ball downstairs. Mexicano, a two-game hitting streak, trying to get back to his season best of 6. The Venezuelan native will wait on the 2-0. And he golfs it into center field. This drops for a base hit. It will score Abram Liendo. And the Sox cut into the lead a tad. It's 6-4.
Well, you like to see that if you're a Red Sox fan. Brings in a run down to the final 4 outs. Makes it a little bit closer here. We've seen crazier things happen this series. 2-out rally could be big here.
And it will be a quick mound visit as Colmenares will come out as well as Infante. So a runner at first base with 2 outs, just a quick mound visit. And really taking the bat close to the ground, as close to a golf swing at a baseball game as you can get for Yorberto Mexicano. Now, I know what you were talking about it earlier, Gio. I'd love to see somebody like a Carson Cimas or Roman Anthony have a swing like that and just see how far they could quite literally drive the ball into the outfield. It's a mound visit now as Justin Lord saw the visit with Colmenares and said, I might as well make the visit myself. I've had a couple words with the home plate umpire, Tyler Hovick. It's the Nationals 6, the Red Sox 4. This is the only game in the Carolina League that is still in the 8th inning with both Charleston, Columbia, and Myrtle Beach, Fayetteville in the ninth. Augusta Kannapolis went final with the Green Jackets winning 8-2. First pitch, high and tight, runner goes. It's a stolen base for Yorberto Mexicano. Second stolen base of the inning for the Red Sox. Runner in scoring position here. Could be a big opportunity for the Red Sox. And was mentioning earlier, Albert Feliz, a very powerful hitter that we've yet to see that power this season. It's like a pitch straight down the middle of the plate. It's an 0-2 count to Feliz. Dribbler foul up the third baseline. Again, runner in scoring position. That's called strike three inside as Albert Feliz watches it go by. Second strikeout for Luke Young today as that ends the inning. One run will score on two hits, no errors. One runner left on base for Salem. We head to the ninth inning. It's the Nationals 6, the Red Sox 4 on MILB TV and Valley Live. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Paul Witt, Elijah Green, Brandon Bossier due up for the Fred Nats. First pitch, a called strike to Witt, the designated hitter, who today is 1-for-3. He hits one deep towards left field. It is off the top of the wall. Paul Witt just showing off the power as he pulls in with a double, his second hit of the day.
We saw a five-piece in the top of the ninth a couple of nights ago. Salem got to find a way to stop any kind of bleeding here.
Well, a runner in scoring position for one of the top prospects in the Nationals organization, Elijah Green. Fifth overall pick. Played last season for the IMG Academy Ascenders. A sports-focused boarding school in the western part of Florida. Called strike. And a pinch runner, Zion Pettigrew, comes in for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Not quite sure what the strategy of a pinch runner is, except for maybe experience. Swing and a miss for strike two. At the same time, it's not like you're taking out a defensive player, Paul Witt, the designated hitter, being pinch ran for. Elijah Green today, 2-for-3, a single, double, ground out, and walk. Now facing an 0-2 count. we were mentioning how he's averaging 2 strikeouts per game, has yet to have one tonight. Brock Bell hoping to change that. 0-2 delivery, bouncing into the dirt. Can't find it as Mexicano will pick it up, and no action going from Pettigrew, the pinch runner at second. Fouled off. So we keep the count at 1-2. After Elijah Green, it's Brandon Bossier. Murphy Staley is in the hole should we get there. One-two delivery will miss just down low. Oh, we have a second. We'll take a look at the Boston Red Sox organization. Climbing up the ladder, 6-4, Fredericksburg leads Salem in the top of the ninth. 2-2 to Elijah Green upstairs, and the count was 0-2, now worked full. High A Greenville, the Drive, have been looking really good recently. They just beat the Rome Braves 2-1. Payoff pitch. Downstairs, ball 4, Bell lost him. Second walk surrendered by Bell this evening. We move to Double-A Portland. A walk-off in 11 innings for the Sea Dogs, defeating the New Hampshire Fisher Cats 4-3. Portland was able to score a run in the bottom of the ninth to tie it at 3. Scoreless 10th. Held the Fisher Cats scoreless in the top of the 11th, scoring in the bottom half to win 4-3. Brandon Bossier takes the first pitch inside a fastball. At 92 for ball 1. Lifted in the air. Towards left field, it will roll into the crowd for a souvenir. 1-1. The lone affiliate to have a final score and not be in the win column was the Worcester Woo Sox, falling 5-2 to the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. Ball downstairs, 2-1 count to Bossier. And right now, it is currently 9:40 on the East Coast. First pitch taking place any moment now from Chase Field in Phoenix between the Boston Red Sox and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Back towards second base from Bell. Now winds and fires on the 2-1 outside for ball 3. Tyler Hovick, our home plate umpire, has been a very strict man when it comes to the strike zone. Seems like every pitcher tonight has struggled to locate the zone. 3-1, ball 4 upstairs. Back-to-back walks, this will load the bases. Take a look at the totals. With that Bossier walk included, it is now 7 walks surrendered by the Salem Red Sox. 6 walks have been surrendered by the Frednats pitching staff. Murphy Staley, 3-for-4 today. We'll take the first pitch low, ball 1. 2 singles, a double, and a ground out to the catcher. High pop up, hooking back, and will drop into foul territory. Gio, you think if we had the net out, we could have made a play on that one?
Maybe. I ducked under the table.
Just ducked for cover.
I didn't really see it. I started ducking.
Ah.
I saw it coming and literally got low to the ground.
Jumping glove, unable to get it, Liendo. Into score is Pettigrew. Green is right behind him. It's a 2-RBI single for Murphy Staley. And the Nationals now doubling up the Red Sox total. It's 8-4. barring a second insane comeback by the Red Sox in the bottom of the ninth, it's looking like the Fredericksburg Nationals, who just have 15 wins on the season, are going to win three in a row.
I mean, this is now the second really tough top of the ninth in this series. And you're looking at a team in Fredericksburg. I mean, they are 10 games below 500. 8 games back in the standings. It's just, you know, Salem having a tough time in this series. On the verge of going down 3-1.
You know, if you're talking about something like a divisional series up in the MLB, this would be a potential game clincher. You talk about a best-of-7 series. Heading into a Game 5 down 3-1 is not ideal. And the best you can do with 6 games is split, should Fredericksburg leave the ballpark tonight on top. Well, with the RBI single, it brings up Armando Cruz, who today is 1-for-3. That 1-for-4, high fly ball hit towards center. Anthony will reach up and make the catch. No runner advancement.
I think we didn't jinx it. Called 1-for-4 as it was still in the air.
Well, the scoreboard was showing 1-for-4. I have in my scorebook 1-for-3, now 1-for-4, so not sure who's right there.
Well, I mean, you've been following along.
I have, and there was a sacrifice bunt that I guess was not called as a sacrifice bunt, which would not be correct, so there's a discussion to be had. Ball downstairs slightly skips away. Runner goes to second. There are now 2 runners occupying second. The throw will instead be made to third in dead man's water, retreating back to second. There was nowhere to go. And caught stealing there was Brandon Bossier. That ends the, or excuse me, it does not end the inning. That is out number one. Make that out number two, excuse me. So, there's now just a runner at second base after a wild sequence of events where it was a pass ball that allowed one runner to advance, but there's an out recorded as well. Colmenares facing a 1-0 count, as that was a ball on the wild pitch. Foul ball will hook over towards the left side. You take a look at the Fredericksburg box score. Hang on a second, ground ball over to short, picked up by Coffey. Throw on to first is in time, and that will end the inning. We'll have to leave it there. We'll resume on that thought when we come back. Salem has a lot of work to do when we head back to the bottom of the ninth on MILB-TV and Bally Live. It's the Nationals 8, the Red Sox 4. Well, it's the bottom of the ninth. Carson Semus leads things off. It's the 9-1-2 due up a really good portion of the lineup to have up if you're Salem. Carson Semus, Roman Anthony, Miguel Blase due up. It's a long journey to climb the mountain. First pitch is golfed over towards the left side. Still in the game is Luke Young, despite the scoreline being a four-run lead for the Nationals. This is a save situation. Should Young complete the final three innings of this game, which he did, he entered at the start of the seventh, it would be a statistical save. Ball down the stairs will miss, evens the count to 1-1. Happened yesterday, pitched the final three innings, was Brad Lord earned the save, his first of the year. Called strike will find its way down low in the curveball to Semus. It would be Luke Young's first professional save after being picked in the 11th round last year's draft. Ball upstairs. Evens the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Today, Carson Semus 1-for-2. Struck out, walked, and singled. He hits one well towards center field, but it's into the line of Green, who will reach up and make the catch, and the Red Sox down to their final 2 outs. Roman Anthony today 0-for-2 with a pair of walks. Also flew out to left and struck out swinging. The left-handed batter will step in to take on the right-handed pitcher. First pitch down low, ball one. Well, if you had to choose a player of the game today, there's a couple options you can go with. Do you go for Abram Liendo for being 2-for-2 with 2 walks and getting aboard in all 4 plate appearances? Called strike will make it a 1-1 count. Or do you go to Yorberto Mexicano, who's 1-for-2 today, but with 3 RBI? One ball outside will put the count at 2-1 in favor of Roman Anthony. On the Fredericksburg side, it's a pretty clear-cut player of the game. Murphy Staley, 4-for-5 with 3 RBIs. Called strike will make it a 2-2 count. I'll be surprised if we don't see Staley play tomorrow and Sunday after what he did today.
Yeah, not a bad day for the former Longhorn. Hashtag
had that long journey from Orange Coast Community College, eventually to the University of Texas, now playing for the Fred Nats. Playing third base tonight. Foul ball will keep it at 2-2. There's a ripper towards left. Will that drop in fair territory? It will. Roman Anthony goes the opposite way yet again, and this time will pull into second base with a double. Roman Anthony's first hit of the day.
A little bit of magic.
It's the first step. It's like climbing 1 foot of Mount Everest right now. There's still a long way to go, but
Blase's walk-up song is fantastic.
I will have to ask our producer, Steven, who's also the procurer of walk-up songs. Always can get down with a bit of Latin music. Ball downstairs.
It's funny. You know, it's obviously tough when sometimes the players want to change their walk-up songs frequently. Lil Poppy wants to change his walk-up song a lot, but he is
1-0 swung on and missed.
As everyone knows, I mean, the nicest guy. And always puts a smile on your face. He is that positive energy that just pours out of him in that clubhouse. So, you know, Steven always says he does not mind changing Juancho Cone's walk-up song whenever he wants because, you know, friendliness reciprocates. And when you have that contagious positive energy, you know, you don't mind doing something like that for him. But he changes his song more than anybody, Juancho Cone.
Foul ball for Miguel Blaise makes it a 1-2 count. Timeout called by Luke Young. He's the third pitcher today, but I think it's all about trends. You know, if you're on a hitting streak with one walk-up song, you keep it for a while, all upstairs will make it a 2-2 count. And if you're just bombing and, you know, one for your last 20, you might want to change things up a bit.
Well, we've talked about this before. What would be your go-to?
It's a classic in the air tonight where the drum beat hits. Foul ball will hook back. And got the chance to go watch a game at the Lynchburg Hillcats ballpark. And I believe it was Mark Folia of the Hillcats that had that. And instantly became my favorite Hillcat just because we share a common walk-up song.
There you go.
Ball downstairs will put the count full to Miguel Blaise, due for a hit. He is 0 for 4 today. Has been a day to forget for Miguel Blaise, but that can change.
I would go with Virginia Tech's anthem, Enter Sandman, but you kind of can't do that. It's a hokey, I mean, and it's already kind of taken by Mariano Rivera.
Yeah.
So I guess I'd have to give it some more thought.
3-2 pitch. Chopper heading over to Cruz, the shortstop. He can't handle it. An error for Armando Cruz allows Miguel Blaise to first, Roman Anthony to third.
You know, sometimes you need some help. Salem might be getting it right here. Look on wood.
Three-hole batter, Cutter Coffee. If you're Fredericksburg, to have to warm somebody up. And here comes Justin Lord, the pitching coach for the Nationals. Had the bags all packed up down in the bullpen and now maybe saying, hold on a second, we might need to get someone loose. A double and an error allow Anthony to third, Blaise to first. Cutter Coffee today is 2 for 4. Just a quick little mound visit here. Decent chunk of fans have stuck around for the post-game fireworks. Runners at the corners. Runner goes in Miguel Blaise. It's a hit and run on a high hit ball towards right center field. It's into the glove of Thomas. Blaise retreats, but Anthony will score. Red Sox are down to their final out.
Had a little bit of pop off the bat. Hey, it has still been a very good day for Cutter Coffee, though. Two hits today. That is a good day for Coffee, no doubt.
He will collect an RBI on that, a sac fly. Juan Chacon today has grounded into, or hit into two double plays, grounded into a ground out, pickoff back to first, but Blaise standing still. Chacon has also drawn a walk. Should he do that again, it gets to Abram Liendo, who has reached safely all four plate appearances tonight. High and tight, nearly hits Chacon. Little poppy, as we were mentioning. Castro's bat has not worked its magic today, but that, again, could change. Ball downstairs slightly trickles away. It's 8-5, the new score after the sac fly. Duo count to Juan Chacon with Blaise standing at first. Young sets, fires outside, ball three. Juan Chacon has now worked himself into a pretty favorable count. And you'd really like to see what Liendo can do in that spot since he is on base in all four appearances today. The 3-0 is a strike at the knees. Fastball at 92 finds the zone. From the looks of it, down the right field line, doesn't look like there is any action in the Fredericksburg bullpen. Instead, trusting Luke Young to get the final out. Pickoff back to first, place back in safely. Red Sox down to their final two strikes. Need three runs to tie and at least force extra innings. Have not scored two runs in an inning today. Runner goes, a hit and run. Hit towards left center field, but it's into the glove of Armando Cruz, who makes up for his earlier fielding error to end the ballgame. The Fred Nats have strung three wins in a row, winning the Friday game 8-5 over the Salem Red Sox. Tomorrow's Saturday game, we start an hour earlier than normal, 6:05 first pitch. Be sure to tune in then. We'll step aside for the fireworks. Until then, for our entire production crew in the room to our right, for our producer Stephen Langdon, and for my broadcast partner Giovanni Heater, I'm Tyler Katz saying so long from Salem Memorial Ballpark, and we'll see you again tomorrow at 6:05. One more time, your final score, the Fredericksburg Nationals 8, the Salem Red Sox 5. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.